Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will kind of have a focus on the medical side of the Filipino community, both here in Minnesota and nationally and globally. This week, we are going to bring you the results of last weekend's Cultural Society of Filipino American election, which took place in Burnsville, Minnesota. And here are the results of said election. Congratulations go out to the officers that were elected to one-year terms. President Tony Winnick, Vice President Jen Shire, Secretary Gian Palopaz, Treasurer Willen Karakowski, Auditor Helen Chu Hammond, Public Relations Officer Chris Wilmot, and board members who will serve a two-year term, Tim Forsyth, Ligaya Carlos, Georgina Newman, Lauren Breon Halfley, and Romana Carlson. And if you were paying attention to local news last week, you would have noticed that there had been a strike for about 3 days with the nurses in the community. And for our listening audience that is not aware, within the Filipino American community here in Minnesota, there is a Philippine Nurses Association. And while the strike was going on, the Philippine Nurses Association and the owners of Indice Kitchen, who are also the owners of the brick-and-mortar Cucina, were in collaboration where the Philippine Nurses Association had purchased upwards of 350 meals for some of the nurses picketing, in particular, this were the nurses at North Memorial. And so it was covered by some of the other local news outlets here in Minnesota in regards to it. So it was great to see that not only a group such as the Philippine Nurses Association, where you have members such as the former president of the Phil Minnesota Association, June Nationalis, along with Hylene and Scott of Indai's Kitchen / Cucina, and their spokesperson, Budava, all work together in terms of helping provide some meals for these nurses who were looking for, I'm guessing, better pay in regards to the work that they do, especially in the last 3 years or so with dealing with the plight of COVID. In regards to some other things that relate to medicine, at the Mall of America yesterday, it was World Marrow Donor Day with an event that was sponsored by Be The Match, and where it had a tie-in to the Filipino segment of the community, was a person that has garnered an amount of fame within the Filipino and Asian American community is none other than singer-songwriter AJ Rafael, who was the headline performer at the event. AJ himself is a bone marrow donor, and it spoke about his experience of someone actually matching with himself in regards to bone marrow. And one of the interesting facts about the National Registry is that it's very low in regards to the numbers that it has amongst ethnic groups in regards to the various matches that that can match with other donors out there compared to Caucasian Americans. So especially if there are people of mixed race, it's almost rare to find matches in regards to that. And just to highlight something in regards to the rarity of said donors, I'll bring you an article that comes from the University of Washington, Washington.edu, and this is from May of this year. In 2016, Alexis Harris was diagnosed with a rare blood cancer. The UW professor of sociology was told she had only 18 to 24 months to live if she didn't have a bone marrow transplant. But the search for the bone marrow donor turned up only 5 matches, and none ended up being a donor. One reason Harris had trouble finding a match is because people of color are underrepresented on the registry, and ancestry matters when finding a compatible bone marrow match. Harris' mother is white, and her father is black and Filipino. According to Be The Match, the nation's largest bone marrow registry, a person's racial and ethnic background is important in predicting the likelihood of finding a match. For example, a white person has 79% chance of finding a match. A black person's potential match is only 29%. And Asian and Latinx people are both have about 47% chance of matching. People of Native American ancestry have 60% chance of finding a match. Harris was fortunate. Her doctor was aware of a clinical trial that uses cord blood stem cells to treat her blood cancer. The stem cell transplant saved her life. Harris works with Be The Match to raise awareness of the bone marrow registry, especially within communities of color. She calls those who register and commit to become potential donors superheroes whose actions can save a life. And for right now, we are going to play a song by AJ Rafael that he performed during his close to 40-minute set at the Mall of America. It's a track that's entitled We Could Happen. just to show the fandom that was out there to support Adrian Raphael. Not only were there Filipinos in the crowd watching perform, but there was a large contingent of the Hmong American community here in Minnesota, along with fresh out of practice current Minnesota Vikings safety Cam Bynum, who was also there to perform, watch AJ Raphael perform, and actually was also a person that also gave a sample for Be the Mash to help with finding donors out there. But once again, this is from AJ Raphael's performance during the Be the Match World Donor, World Murrow Donor Day event with its song, We Could Happen. Once again, that was AJ Raphael with his track, We Could Happen. And hopefully in the near future, we can have AJ Raphael on the show. AJ Raphael, I know, will be a little busy the next couple weeks or so because there is a renewal of vows or the church ceremony for him and his wife, Alyssa. They were recently had a wedding ceremony in Hawaii. And interesting thing about his wife, Alyssa Navarro Raphael, is that last year she had been named to Forbes's list of interesting people under 30 for 30 people under 30. And according to the Asian Journal last year, Alyssa Navarro, executive producer, Walt Disney Studios. As a media entertainment company strives towards more diverse workforce, Alyssa Navarro, Walt Disney Studios, is front and center of the cause. Navarro, 27, specialized in minority representation and inclusion strategies for the entertainment titan, as integral in the formation of the Disney Launchpad Short Incubator, which gives up-and-coming filmmakers a platform to showcase their work on Disney+. Writing in an Instagram post celebrating her inclusion on Forbes' list, Navarro wrote, "Representation, diversity, equity, and inclusion is so meaningful and personal to me. The fact that Forbes has recognized this work validates my passion and dedication to continue to open doors so that more people from underrepresented backgrounds can get to tell their stories on the big screen." And before we close out the show, we do have some interesting news from Disney in regards to some of their projects where you'll see some Filipino representation. In regards also to her husband, AJ Raphael. AJ Raphael, if you are familiar with the film, The Fabulous Filipino Brothers, which was out last year, he was the supervisor of the musical score for that film. And if you're a fan of Joe Coy, who once again just had his recent Netflix special, his fourth one from the LA Forum, released last Tuesday, September 13th. In Joe Coy's podcast, The Coy Pond, AJ Raphael was a frequent contributor to that podcast. But for right now, we are going to play our second song of the evening, and it's from the artist known as Ez Mill. And the name of this song is entitled, "Will You?"
You're not mistaken if wedding bells are what these remind you of, my love. I don't mean to rush this, I just got a feeling that we could actually take this further. You're like no other, cause we could be under the mistletoe colors throughout all the winters and summers. Our love is what others could only wish for, and so only risk for. So tightly hold my hand, let's fly across the land. But before all that, I had to ask you some questions, baby. Too far in this life that we live. Will you take the time to ask me if I'm fine in the days when I'm feeling dead? Will you put me back together when I'm breaking apart? So it's all in my head. Will you be okay if I do all of that for you? Won't it be you soon, babe? Baby, to this very moment, I wonder what you found in me. You get rid of all my boundaries to be a is the sound of peace. So believe me, my love, when I say that I wanna spend my forever with you. Our love is what others could only wish for, and so only risk for. So tightly hold my hand, let's fly across.
across the land. Before all that, I had to ask you some questions, baby.
Please tell me.
Will we learn to love you when I get too far in this life that we live?
Cause of wrongs I did.
Why was it to ask me what's wrong with the love that your heart can give? Let me know you got me when the world is no more and you're out of this love. Accept that I'm the one that for you and believe it's true.
Once again, that was Esmil with his track, Will You? You're listening to the Filipino-American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and also can be heard on the web at kfai.org/Filipino-American National News, and we can also be found via the App Store for Google Play and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to our final article of the evening. And this comes from the ASAM News. Firebuds, a new animated series streaming soon on Disney platforms, will feature a Filipino-American character named Bo Bayani, straight from the creator of Sofia the First and Elena of Avalar. Craig Gerber said in a D23 interview that Firebuds is an upcoming comedy adventure series that will center around a group of young friends who are children of first responders. Set in a world where talking vehicles coexist, the humans, Filipino-Americans Bo Bayani, teams up with his fire truck pal Flash and other young friends to help people in their neighborhood. The voice cast is stacked with major players, which include Lou Diamond Phillips and Yvette Nicole Brown as co-fire chiefs, Chief Bill Bayani and Chief Faye Fireson, respectively. Other characters are voiced by Vivian Venser as Violet and Lily Sanfilippo as Axel, Jacob Swain as Jaden, and Caleb Paddock as Piston. In an Inquirer interview with Firebud staff, writer Crystal Banzun, she said that there are numerous Filipino cultural references and representation in the show. Behind the scenes, Julie Agumantag is one of the show's directors, and according to Banzon, they are also Filipino-American storyboard artists and production assistants working on the show. Banzon also said in an interview that aside from Bo and Bill Bayani, Filipino-American characters included Lolo Ben, who was also the fire chief before he retired. There's also Bo's Lola Belen. In addition, there is also a nod to the famous public vehicles from the Philippines, the Jeepney. In our magical world of talking vehicles, we have Jeepney, the famous and cheerful Jeepney, who also transports Bo's large extended family. Of course, Jeepney comes complete with his own disco ball and karaoke machine, Bunzone said in an interview. The D23 review revealed that each Firebud episode consists of two 11-minute stories that show the importance of learning about one's own culture as well as volunteerism and teamwork. Banzon said the series will showcase Filipino traditions and values to a wider audience. In Firebuds, we have Bo learning how to be a community helper and his best self from the wisdom and examples of his dad and his Lolo, she told the Inquirer. Firebuds is a story of morals with a dash of fun, friendship, community, perfect for its young audience. I think it's the, I think that the kids programming, there is a big, beautiful responsibility to show kids the magnificent diversity of the world. I feel lucky and honored to be part of bringing the Bayani family and the whole Firebud world to life, Bunzo told The Inquirer. The series will premiere on Wednesday, September 25th on Disney Junior, Disney Plus, and the Disney Channel. ASAM News Incorporated in the state of California, Asian American Media Incorporated, is a nonprofit with a 501c3 status. And in regards to a community announcement here in Minnesota, on October the 1st, Gabby Concepcion and John Morales will be performing at the Neeson Sports Bar and Grill at 4851 123rd Street West in Savage, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Susan at 612-968-9826. And according to the organizers of this event, parts of the proceeds will go to selected Filipino organizations in Minnesota. But for right now, we are going to end the show with a track from the late 90s from an artist named Shirokia, where she's being featured on, I would say, kind of a house techno track from a DJ artist by the name of Fuse. Shirokia was a person from the Hawaiian Islands who had garnered a record deal in Germany to be a singer. And at one point she was supposed to open up for Britney Spears, if I remember the story told correctly. And for those of you who don't know who Shirokia is, if you've been fans of Cafe Erlin or Snack Lux, it's none other than Erlin. So stay tuned for sound effects. You can't.